You're listening to a Mr. Bacon Pants Network podcast. Bacon's always cooking here.
Bacon pants.
All right, it is Bacon Live time.
Finally, it's Bacon Live
time.
Yeah, it's,
this is like the first show of the year, first show of 2016.
No, we did one, didn't we?
No.
I thought we did one. Maybe not.
The last one I have on here is Bacon Live 2015,
no,
episode
you know what?
32.
You're right, because the first show I had to cancel.
Yeah.
And then you're
Yeah, so this is episode one
Happy
of
New
2016.
Year. Happy
yeah.
New Year. Did you reach your goals?
Yeah. Yeah, I reached my goals. No, this is the reason being is that you had to cancel, then I had the baby, in a second bacon bit.
That's right. A bacon bit has been added.
Yeah, so you have two bacon mini bacon pants. So that's what I've been doing so far.
Little chicken legs.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, so got another bacon pants in the household. Yeah, but this is the first episode of the year.
Hey, follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter at Mr. Bacon Pants at Bacon Night.
I'm slowly climbing to my goal.
What's your goal?
Remember, my goal was 1,000.
Oh, yeah, what do you got now?
I'm at like 7 something.
Oh, that's good.
I could look right now. I'll tell you. Interactive.
I could look right now live.
Live on my new phone. I got a new phone, Mosley.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's exciting.
That is exciting.
It's exciting times. Bum, bum, bum. I don't even know what it's called.
What?
My phone.
Oh, yeah, it's white.
It's white. It's an HTC. I don't know what the name of the actual phone is.
Yeah.
I went on to Verizon's website and I said, oh, that one's free.
Yeah.
I said, I'll take that one. Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't need to spend $300. I'll take that one.
Yeah, it's funny.
I'll just have to spend a $40 activation fee, which doesn't make sense because I activated it.
Yeah. I don't get the activation fees for cell phones. I had to pay one when I got my new iPhone. It's like it doesn't cost you any money turn my freaking phone on.
$772.
Oh, nice. Let me see the outside of this. So they basically it's like an HTC thingamajig.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's all right.
My only complaint is the plastic, but.
Oh, it's not metal like an iPhone, huh?
Yeah, but it's pretty nice. It's like light, you know?
I'm doing my part for all the oil guys that are losing their jobs.
I know.
Cheap gas.
I know.
I'm supporting plastics.
You are.
Which we need oil for plastic.
Yeah. Well, yeah, my phone is aluminum.
Yeah, that was mined out of the ground by little foreign kids.
I love foreign kids.
That Steve Jobs wrote it in the business plan.
Yeah.
After when he died, that we will always use child labor. To produce iPhones.
Just like Disney.
Henceforth. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
The little child animators in Korea.
But I got this phone. It came in the mail. And I had to activate it myself. I had to transfer data over myself.
Yeah.
I had to do all that. And
I
got to do all that, I got to pay them $40.
Yeah, we just got new iPhones like last year. And it was like, I think it was like a $25 activation fee. For both lines. Hey, Beth got one, I got one.
Right.
So it's like $50 right there for both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So our one bill was like a crazy... Our one bill, like it jumped up from like nothing to like that much that our credit card company...
Was like what
emailed us and goes, there's a charge from AT&T that's like not... Doesn't look right. Like, is this right? And we had to be like, yeah.
You're like, no, it's not right at all.
No, it's not.
It's
it's not right.
That's our charge.
That's our charge. Yeah, it's not right. It's effed up. But
well, that's why I just go on and I look what's free. That's free. Every smartphone does everything that every other smartphone does.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much.
Is that Android? That's an Android.
It's an Android.
Yeah.
I just won't go for an Apple.
Yeah, well, the only thing so if it's an Android phone or an Apple phone, like you're safe. It can do anything.
Yeah, Windows. I don't know about Windows.
Or Windows Phone. Like, there's not really that much there. Like, if you're like one of the big players, like you're gonna be okay. There are some like cheaper low end phones that have like some weird integrated operating system that's like not Android, not anything.
Right.
Those you gotta stay clear of.
But if
it's an Android phone, you're gonna be okay.
Yeah, but I'm definitely not going to go in the new scam of the Edge program.
Yeah.
where
AT&T, we're doing that.
Verizon does it now too. Yeah. With their new phones. So you you pay full price for the phone. You just pay for it over the course of the contract.
Exactly. Yeah.
So they don't give you a deal anymore. So they never give you a free phone.
Well, it's funny. So there was a website that basically did the math, because when you used to do the the subsidized phone.
Okay.
Like there is I don't know if Verizon does this, but AT&T does it, where it's a $40 charge every month for like an access fee.
Really?
Yeah. If you have a subsidized phone. Per phone.
Verizon doesn't do that.
Now if you do their next program, it's $15 a month access fee. So every phone you have, I think Verizon does it too. Look on your bill.
I have to look. They charge you anyways to use it.
Yeah, it's basically like if you have a smartphone, you have to pay extra money just for having a smartphone.
We need to just stop all this phone stuff.
Yeah,
this
is just basically rip you off. So like I was going to switch to T-Mobile, and it was like, oh, we have a $100 data plan, you know, for up to two phones and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, this looks awesome. And then I got started looking at it and all the fees, because I went through the whole process. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, oh, and there's a $15 a month, you know, access. And it was like, oh, so really it's not $100 for two phones. It's $130 for two phones.
Well, that's why, you know, we should start a revolution, and everybody should not get a new phone.
Yeah.
Unless it's free and really free.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I don't think it's fair. I don't like the idea of giving the phone company lots of money.
Yeah.
Just so I have the opportunity to give them more money.
I know.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I can't even use your service if I don't have a phone.
Yeah.
So you should just give me this phone so that I can now pay for your service.
Yeah.
It's the same when the Kindle came out, when they were first out and they were just like e-readers and all you could do with it was buy books from Amazon. I was like, you should give me that for free.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm buying no books.
Well, Amazon's doing that now, pretty much.
Well,
they're giving you a tablet for $50.
Right, I got mine for $35 on Black Friday.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the tablet's different now because that does a lot.
Yeah.
Back when it was an e-reader, all it did, all you could do with it was download books from Amazon and pay them money.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, I'm buying no books now, but if you give me that, then I will buy books.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know what we should talk about?
Bacon.
We should talk about
the
bacon.
First 7 minutes of the show have been nothing but technology.
Hey, well, we're multi-tat. We're multi-platform.
Yeah.
We talk about technology. We talk about bacon.
Yeah.
What's another word for technology that starts with B? Is there one so we can slide that in?
No.
Because we got the four B's of life.
Bacon, beer, and boobs.
No, the four B's mostly.
Oh yeah. What's that?
Buds.
Buds.
That's right. For our friends out in Colorado.
Yeah. Buds. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a B though? Like, what could be B for technology?
We'll have to find a thesaurus.
Thesaurus.
A thesaurus. What's another word for
like computer bytes?
Maybe that could work.
You know,
what's another word for thesaurus? If you look up the thesaurus in a thesaurus, what does it say?
All right, so how should I search Google?
It breaks the internet. That's what happens. Say, don't type Google into Google.
Why? It's like it's
did you ever
emotion.
Watch the Did you ever watch the IT Crowd?
No.
You never watch the IT Crowd? It might still be on Netflix. It's a British show. It's freaking hilarious.
No, what's
thesaurus
that starts?
No,
with
just
B.
No, just
that means
type
technology.
In. No, type in thesaurus. Type in thesaurus. You'll start typing it. You type T. You type H, and then Google will figure out the rest of the word for you, so you don't have to know how to spell it. Not Thursday. There it is. There it is. Okay. And now type it in right there.
Type in technology.
Technology. Now, this website's not as intuitive as Google. You're going to have to spell it correctly.
Yeah. Well, good thing my computer has
spell check. The computer does. Technology.
All right.
Mechanics,
so,
robotics, computers,
nothing
machinery.
Nothing starts with B.
Okay. Type thesaurus into that.
No.
And see.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing that starts with
B. I like bytes. Let's say bytes.
Bytes. I mean, that's like computer, like bytes or
type,
bits. Bytes
not,
and bits.
Now type thesaurus into the thesaurus.
S-E-S-A-U-R-U-S. I mean, it's like such a weird word.
Reference book. Oh, there are some. Look at that.
Glossary, lexicon.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
We didn't break the internet. Oh. By the way, watch the IT Crowd. If it's still on Netflix, you have to watch it.
All right, I'll check it out.
It's hilarious.
I'll check it out.
Anyways, hey. So, here's something interesting.
Okay.
Vegan maple bacon donuts are a thing.
Yeah, with real bacon.
No, with fake bacon. It has coconut bacon.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of this. Coconut bacon. We talked about this before, coconut bacon.
Right, but now they're putting it on top of vegan donuts because they want to get in on the game. You know, they want to get on the maple bacon donut game because they're delicious.
Yeah.
I don't think this is delicious. It says it's at some place, but it says the flavorful donuts are vegan, soy-free, and gluten-free. And the kick is the bacon, which comes from a tree instead of a pig.
Oh, okay.
Because it's from a coconut. Okay. The only reason I brought this up.
Yeah.
Is because I have a new theory.
What?
As to why vegan and healthy people, like healthy eating people.
Yeah.
Are in better shape.
Why?
Than people that eat poorly.
Why?
And it's not because of the calories. It's just because when you buy healthy food, you just can't afford that much food.
No, you can't. Yeah.
Like, you just, because you know how much this donut is? One donut. How much would you pay for one donut, Mosley?
$1.
$1 for one donut? That seems to be like the Dunkin' Donuts rate, I believe.
I think it's, you can get two for $1.
No. Dunkin' Donuts is $1.
I think it's two for $1.
I think it's two for $2. I think
I can't remember. Dunkin' Donuts.
Donut price.
I love people who can hear my typing on the keyboard, I bet. Dunkin' Donuts price. Two donuts, $3.69.
So that's insane prices.
That's insane.
So they charge lots for
I mean, that's a combo. I think that comes with,
medium coffee.
Comes with the medium coffee.
America's breakfast. Yeah. Coffee and two donuts.
Because I get that. When I go to Dunkin', that's what I get.
Oh, yeah?
I get the 369 combo.
Well, anyways, this vegan donut, so it has nothing good in it.
No.
And then it's topped with fake bacon made out of coconut.
Yeah, it's just shit and shit.
$5.50.
Holy moly, for one freaking, it better be like a big, like a dinner plate sized donut.
So for you to get the combo of two donuts... And a coffee.
It'd be like 10.
And a coffee with soy milk.
Yeah, it'd be like probably like what?
You're looking at
$12.
Like $13, $14. Because it's organic, fair trade coffee mostly, so it costs more.
Yeah.
Okay? Fair trade. You know,
I want slaves to like spit the beans out of my coffee.
No, fair trade is, you know.
They pay like a fair price.
No.
What?
Fair trade is you pay to allow people who can't afford that don't run their business properly and can't afford to own a business, to own a business. Because what it is like, if I have a coffee bean farm and I sell coffee beans for like, whatever, a dollar a pound, we'll say.
Yeah.
Okay? And at $1 a pound, I'm profitable and I can live. Okay? But if the market drops down to below $1 a pound, I lose out, you know, I can't afford to stay in business. Fair trade says we will pay $1 a pound no matter what.
Oh, okay.
So even if the market is flooded with coffee beans and coffee drops down to 25 cents a pound, if you're buying fair trade coffee, you're still paying the dollar a pound because that's what you agreed upon. So that guy can still live.
Oh, okay. I mean, it kind of makes sense because coffee is kind of like you can have too much of it. It's like a supply and demand thing. There's like
right.
a lot of, and like some and then like some years, like your coffee plants could lay or trees or whatever it is. Could explode,
but you know what that
like
isn't
a big surplus.
It's not American, okay? It's not American.
Well, maybe it is American because I mean, there is like some selfish. So you have a farmer who's growing your product and he does a really good job. You want to make sure he stays in business so you could get that good quality of coffee year round.
You take a loss.
So as a business owner, you might take a loss, you know, to keep that guy afloat because you want his product.
But if his product was really that good,
yeah,
you could charge more than $1 anyways, and you wouldn't have to have an agreement.
Well, no, but I mean, like, I think the fair trade is because like there's a difference between the buyer and the cooker, whatever they call it.
You mean the guy in the van making the meth?
Yeah. Let's
change this reference from coffee to meth.
No, there's a guy who basically goes out and buys coffee beans.
Yeah.
Now, he's different than the guy who actually makes the coffee.
Right, who grows them.
Yeah, so I think that what happens is there's a middleman that probably makes most of the profit off the coffee, and the farmer makes probably very little profit.
There are some people that don't like fair trade that are actually in the business in those regions.
Yeah.
Because... they create, what are those, like cohorts or whatever of all the farms. And if you don't join the cohort to be in the free trade, they box you out. So there's some shady stuff all around.
Yeah.
You can watch, you can listen to Stuff You Should Know podcast all about fair trade.
Oh, yeah. I want to do that now.
Do it. That's a good podcast.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It is a good podcast.
Anyways, continuing on to my theory about how, cheap food, unhealthy food is really cheap.
Yeah.
Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
Debuts the KC Barbecue Bacon Cheeseburger $5 Buck Lunch.
Buck Lunch.
That's right. For only $5.
Yeah.
At participating Dairy Queens.
Yeah.
You can get, it's the DQ's original cheeseburger topped with Kansas City style barbecue Kansas sauce, City barbecue. American cheese, hickory smoked bacon, pickles, and onion. Yeah. It comes with fries, a beverage, and a sundae.
Wait, for a buck?
$5.
Oh, $5.
For $5, you get a bacon cheese, barbecue bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah.
French fries, a drink, and a sundae.
Wow.
That's pretty good, right?
That's good. I like that.
Yeah. Guess what?
What?
Dollar more. Turn that sundae, upgrade it to a blizzard treat.
Whoa.
Get yourself a little small blizzard.
For $6, you get a blizzard and a meal?
Yeah.
Damn. What size blizzard?
The treat size, so small size.
Okay.
But yeah, the sundae is a small sundae anyways.
Dude, like the treat size blizzard, like the smallest blizzard is still a lot of blizzard.
Well, they do have really tiny blizzard.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they have like an itty bitty one.
Oh yeah,
but I don't think that's
one time.
That one.
If you order a blizzard, they give you what, probably like the medium one or something.
Well, you have to tell them what you want. They ask.
No, they don't. When we go to the go, I want a.
They're just rude at that one.
Blah 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 blizzard, and they just give you like the standard blizzard size.
You'll get what I give you,
and it's like too much.
They even ask you what you want in it.
Yeah.
I'm making M&M ones right now, buddy. That's what you're going to get.
Yeah. No, and then so I asked for the small now, and even that's like, oh my God, that's a lot of Blizzard. Because some of the Blizzard flavors are so rich.
Get the large.
No.
Go to town. You know what I do? I get the large.
Save it?
Yeah, I save it. I put it in the freezer.
Yeah, it's never good the second day.
It's not, but I like to have it in there.
Yeah.
I'll save it. I get the Reese peanut butter cup. That's the best.
Yeah, I used to get like, what was it, like the fudge brownie one or something. And it's so rich. By the time you're done, like you're a diabetic.
Yeah.
I had to take an insulin shot.
See, now, when I was a kid, I grew up with Dairy Queens around me.
Yeah.
And they were like the full Dairy Queen that had the food.
Oh, the brassiere.
Is that a brassiere? You mean like a bra?
The breezer or whatever? The bazaar?
I don't think it wasn't called anything like that. It was just
no, because like, it's like Dairy Queen, and then underneath of it, there's always a sign that says like brassiere.
Brassiere.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
And then that's the restaurant ones. Oh, man, I have to look this up. I'm not going to look this up.
No, it was the cool treats and the hot eats, my friend. That's what the sign
Dairy
would say.
Dairy Queen. I bet if I type Dairy Queen
brassiere, you're going to get a bunch of bras. No. A beezer?
Bizarre. That's it. That's it. It's this word. I don't know how to say it, though. It's always underneath the ones that have the food.
Oh, I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah, right here. See? Dairy Queen LTD brassiere. 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 Whatever that is. How do you say that?
Put it in a thesaurus.
It's like, what is that?
But just search that. Just search that word.
But every Dairy Queen
delete the rest and just search that
every
word.
Every Dairy Queen has that underneath of
this
it.
This is how the world works now. Here, hit the button.
Oh, I have to hear it.
What does it say?
I don't know. Brazier.
It's a portable heater consisting of a pan or stand for holding lighted coals.
No, but it's every Dairy Queen.
They don't have any coals at Dairy Queen.
I don't know.
But that's what it is.
But it seems like it might be like, what it might be is, it seems like see, they're all like Dairy Queen LTD breezer. It just might be something in that, maybe it's like someone who owns it, like all have that underneath of the ones that they own or something.
I don't know. But anyways, I remember when I was a kid.
Oh, closed.
You used to get
On their website, Dairy Queen Breezer.
Brazier. How did it pronounce it?
Brazier. It's like, what is it? Okay, anyway, go on.
Anyways.
That's the ones that have the food or the brazers.
Okay, I believe you.
Which kind of makes sense. Hot coals. Like, you cook food.
It's hot eats and cool treats, mostly. Yeah. But anyways, when I was a kid, you would go to Dairy Queen, and you would get, like, the kids' meal or whatever, or, like, the combo meals.
Yeah.
And with each meal, they gave you a silver token.
$5 lunch right there. Oh, man.
They gave you a silver token.
Yeah.
That had a picture of a sundae on it. And you could save that silver token and come back later and get your sundae with it.
Not sold in Texas.
They don't have the $5 lunch in Texas.
That's funny.
That's because nobody would buy it in Texas because it's barbecue.
Yeah.
They got their own barbecue.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, so that's a Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
That's a good lunch.
Yeah. I would eat it.
But guess what?
What?
How would you like another fast food restaurant to give you a good $5 deal?
Ooh, what? I guess it's all about $5.
It's all about $5.
If I can count the price on one hand, it's a good price.
Okay, so Wendy's has their 4 for $4, they call it.
Four.
Oh, wait, no, you know what? I'm sorry. This is $4. This isn't $5. All right, so Wendy's.
So I don't have to count my thumb?
This goes even more to my theory. It's getting cheaper.
Yeah.
And it's getting more food.
Oh, my God.
All right, so anyways, Wendy's has their 4 for $4 deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is, I think it's a J-Bake.
Oh, yeah, Junior Bake. Yeah, J-Bake.
You get your Junior Bacon cheeseburger,
J-Bake.
You get French fries, yeah. A drink, and a 4-pack of nuggets.
Yeah.
For $4.
Wow.
Burger King says, oh, no, we can do better than that.
Oh, no.
Burger King, for $4, yeah. You get a bacon cheeseburger.
Okay.
Small French fries.
Okay.
Small drink.
Uh-huh.
4-piece chicken nuggets.
Uh-huh.
And a chocolate chip cookie.
And a chocolate chip cookie. They throw in a cookie.
Yeah, a warm one. It says
warm.
Chocolate chip cookie.
Dude, that might entice me to go there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing better than a warm chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, but you know what? For $1.59,
yeah.
You get 10 nuggets there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got $1.59, 10 nuggets.
Yeah, but it's probably like horse meat.
No, who cares? It's good. It's delicious.
Yeah, true.
You know, some lady at my work today was talking about some story she saw on Facebook about how Chipotle got caught serving up cats and dogs. I'm sure it was a complete BS because...
It was horse.
Was it horse?
Yeah, because one of their suppliers, somehow there was horse meat or something in their meat. Yeah.
Okay, so that's
happening? It's legit. It did happen,
but it wasn't cats and dogs. It was horse.
And it wasn't Chipotle. It was Chipotle. They sold the meat, but I guess it found out there was like traces of like other animals besides like beef.
Here's what I say to that.
What?
Just put on the sign, horse meat.
Yeah.
And then charge me less.
Yeah.
That's all I say.
Yeah.
You know, don't charge me the same price as beef, but give me the option.
Yeah.
Like if I went in to Chipotle and I saw the sign that said like barbacoa, chicken.
I think the problem is that in this country, the FDA, I don't think you're allowed to like eat horse.
You can eat horse. It just has to get approved.
Oh, okay.
You can eat any animal.
Yeah.
It's just we don't eat certain things.
Yeah.
Like we just decided these animals we don't eat. The FDA automatically will send inspectors out to oversee like chicken, like the big, I think there's big five. There's chicken, maybe that's just fowl, but beef, pig. What are the other ones?
Goat?
No, we don't do goat.
Lamb?
There's five, what are five big main foods? We eat cow, we eat chickens, we eat turkeys, we eat pigs, and maybe lamb.
Yeah.
But there's like five.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, it's yeah, lamb.
The five different animals that you normally find in your grocery store.
Yeah.
The FDA approves those and sends out inspectors. If you work at a slaughterhouse and you want to do any other animal, you have to pay for the FDA person to come out.
Oh, okay.
So the federal government will pay for them to inspect beef, but it won't pay to inspect a goat.
Okay.
So if you want to serve goat and you want to slaughter goats, you have to, the company itself has to pay for the FDA inspector to come out.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that if we wanted to eat horses,
yeah,
and we wanted to slaughter them, we could pay an FDA guy to come out and inspect to make sure we were doing it properly.
Yeah,
and approve it.
Yeah.
So I think we could do that.
Yeah.
I think you could do that with any animal.
I want to be Dothraki and eat horse.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Game of Thrones reference.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know. Horse bacon, right? We could try that.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
But anyway, my point is, I should be able to walk into Chipotle and say, "Yeah, give me the horse meat," and it's $2 off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, they got the carnitas back, pork.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Why'd they go away?
Because it wasn't like healthy, and it wasn't like antibiotic free or something like that.
Don't care about that.
And then it turned out that breeding pigs and confinement farming requires antibiotics because pigs can pretty much get any disease we can because they're pretty similar.
Right.
So it's really hard to find organic pork.
How about this? You know how we put fluoride in the water?
Yeah.
Why don't we just put all our vitamins in the pigs?
I know.
And we'll just eat the pigs and we get the vitamins.
Yeah.
You know, like Dr. Enough.
Yeah, Dr. Enough.
You drink that iodine soda.
Yeah.
It was for people in the hills that didn't get iodine in their diets.
And their salt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So why don't we just put all the vitamins and stuff that we need?
Well, we do. We put vitamins in bread. We add vitamins to milk.
50 Cent put vitamins
cereals.
In water.
Yeah.
Vitamin water.
Yeah.
And he made more money than he ever did rapping.
I know. And he sold that company.
Yeah, because he's a genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too bad he's got to pay like $50 million child support a month.
Yeah. Well, can't win them all.
He's like, I'm a genius in business, not love.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? I'm just 50 Cent.
He was in my office.
He was. I know.
Yeah. Everyone who met him said he was a really nice guy.
Did you say, what's up, Curtis?
No, I only saw him walk by. I didn't like talk to him.
You were intimidated.
I had work to do.
You were intimidated.
I had work to do. I don't, you know, people are people to me.
You're like, hey, we all can't.
I don't care if you're in the pictures. I don't care if you're a rapper. You're just a person to me.
Hey, listen, we all can't sit around all day and pretend to be Jake Gyllenhaal's boxing manager.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Some of us have real shit to do.
Yeah.
All right. Now get out of my way, Curtis.
Yeah.
I got a TPS report.
Speaking of slaughtering animals.
Yeah.
Jonah, now when he eats pork.
He loves it.
He's like, ah, don't eat me. Don't eat me. Yum, yum, yum. He eats them. He's like the pig saying, don't eat me.
Yeah, and he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. He still eats it.
Even
though he knows that a pig, he's eating a pig, and that, you know, in his mind, pigs can talk and say, don't eat me. He's like, yeah. I'm still going to eat you.
Well, because you said that, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the bacon boy that we talked about right at the end of the year? The kid that ate bacon.
Oh, yeah, the first kid.
The first kid. So PETA made a comment about that.
Oh, of course.
An official response.
And I don't have fun.
PETA says, kids are adorable when they're learning to talk. And like most kids, this one has no idea that bacon is made from little pigs and would be horrified to find out that fact. They went on to say, kids have a natural affinity for animals that advertisers and others are anxious to smother, but PETA hopes that doesn't happen to this little boy and that he grows up to be a kind vegan. All right, now here's what I want to point out right here.
Yeah.
This line right here that he has no idea that bacon is made from little pigs and would be horrified to find out. That line is what PETA thinks everybody is.
Yeah.
PETA thinks nobody understands
where meat comes from. Yeah.
That's why they show you pictures of slaughterhouses.
Yeah.
And like when somebody at PETA, when you're at an event and they hand you a pamphlet that shows chickens getting slaughtered.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like I'm not a 2-year-old kid eating bacon for the first time.
Well, my 2-year-old knows that bacon or the pork that he was eating wasn't bacon, but the pork that he was eating came from a pig.
Right.
And he knows what a pig is. He's seen pictures of pigs. He saw videos of pigs. You know, I don't think he ever saw a pig in real life yet. I can't. Maybe at a petting zoo or something he went to with his mom. But, like, he knows what pigs are.
You should take him to a slaughterhouse.
I know. I mean, that's a little violent. I mean, like, yeah, I mean.
Right, but here's the thing. It's understandable. A little kid, it's violent for a little kid.
Yeah.
But see what happens
when he's older, I'll take him to a slaughterhouse.
Crazy PETA people never mature past the little kid stage of not comprehending what meat is.
Yeah. Yeah, Jonah knows, like, when we eat beef, he knows it's a cow.
Yeah.
He's seen cows, like, by my, by his grandparents' house. Like, there's cows. He goes and sees them and talks to the cow.
I've seen a cow!
And then he knows that when he goes home and eats a hamburger that he's eating cows.
That cow's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, and then he's, 2.5 years old. I mean, PETA.
He's already smarter than everybody at PETA.
I know. Yeah, like, he understands where his food comes from. It doesn't bug him. He knows that that's an animal, that's its job, that we eat it.
Yep.
You know, we don't eat, you know, Jimmy or our dog and the cats.
I'd have no problem with that, though.
But, I mean, we would if we had to.
We would if we lived in another country.
Yeah, I mean, we would if, like, you know,
would
some
you eat a dog?
Post-apocalyptic world.
Not even a post-apocalyptic world. Would you eat a dog?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like, would you eat a dog?
I mean, it's probably not that good.
Maybe
it's
not
lean.
Maybe not your dog.
Yeah.
But would you eat a dog? Like, if somebody said, "Here, Mosley, eat this. It's a dog." Like, I made some General Tso's, but I used a dog. Would you eat it?
I mean,
and would it matter if they made it out of a poodle or a Rottweiler?
No.
Like if they were like, I made this out of a pit bull.
Okay,
would you
so
eat
like
it?
If it was like a cultural dish that someone made out of dog.
What if some guy just out in the alleyway?
No, but
what if it was like, that's what I'm saying, like a cultural dish.
If you were in
China.
I think in Vietnam or don't they eat,
yeah,
like,
if you were in Vietnam.
Don't they eat like cats or dogs or something?
That's what they say, yeah.
Yeah, like some legit.
So if you were in Vietnam.
Or somewhere where it's like
socially acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah,
you,
of course
would
I
would
try
it.
Yeah, of course.
What if you loved it? What if you're like, I can't get enough. I need to have dog.
I mean, maybe I would find a way to get dog.
Would you start
know.
A pet store?
I don't know. I'm just saying that, like, if I'm some, I will eat anything if someone told me that, yeah, people in the world eat this food. If somewhere in the world, I don't know if it's Vietnam. I don't know where it's at.
Vietnam?
Vietnam. I don't know where
Lieutenant
it's at.
Lieutenant Dan, you ain't got no legs.
I can just hear some racist story that I know that, like, someone told me they eat dog over there. It could be that. I'm just saying, but if you could show me, you know, in the world where they eat a dog or cat legitimately, I will eat it.
You're a monster.
I mean, I know, like, I don't know if it's like a racist thing that people say, oh, Chinese eat cats
or
whatever.
It's not racist. If you go into some Asian cultures.
I don't know if they do.
Well, if you go into some Asian cultures in the markets and stuff like that, they have cats and stuff there.
Oh,
hanging.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm an American.
There was a guy.
I live in a little safe space.
There was a guy, I think it was in Africa, was selling human meat.
Oh, really?
And Joe Rogan was talking about it, and I guess, like, the guy figured it out because the guy who figured it out had tasted human meat before.
Oh, yeah.
So he was like, that guy's selling human.
Oh, Jonah's mad.
Jonah's mad.
Yes, he tasted it. He's like, that's human.
That's human.
Yeah.
But I don't know how accurate that is.
Yeah,
but
who knows?
Would you eat a human meat?
No. I would never eat human meat.
What if it was life or death?
What do you mean? If someone was like, I'm going to kill you if you don't eat this meat?
No, like, what if it was a survival scenario?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, sure. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Yeah, I mean, I would eat. I mean, if it was like I'm going to starve and die, or hey, Jim died, maybe I should cut him up and eat him. Yeah, I'm going to eat him.
Let's throw some knowledge. Let me throw some knowledge on you and on the podcast. Did you know that in like Victorian times and all that stuff back when on the high seas?
Yeah.
Okay. If a ship went down and there were people on a life raft, it was custom if they were going to die for one of the guys to get killed and eaten.
Yeah.
That was just what you did.
Yeah.
Okay. And you drew straws. And that's where the phrase drawing the short straw comes from.
Oh, okay.
Because if you drew the short straw, you were the one who had to sacrifice your life.
Yeah.
The person who drew the second to shortest straw was the one who had to kill you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then you would kill and eat them. There was like a case where, I forget, maybe it was in like the early 1800s, I believe.
Yeah.
Maybe the late 1700s, where these guys did that because that's just what a custom of the sea.
Yeah.
And it was over in England. And somehow, like, it became a public outcry, and people started denouncing it, and they actually put the guys in jail for doing it.
Yeah.
And then they got secretly pardoned.
Oh, yeah.
And they got let out. But then ever since then, it's been kind of like,
hush, hush.
Don't be eating people when you're at sea.
Like, yeah.
But if you do it, I mean, I guess it's more like don't kill them and eat them. Like, if they die, you can go ahead and eat them.
Well, there's a story about, like, early settlers going west.
The Donner's Pass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they ate their and then what happened? They did find those people, and then some of them survived. They just never talked of it.
Right.
They never like spoke of like what went on. But then they saw that like evidence of like they were eating people.
Yeah.
Because they were stupid.
Did you ever see the movie Ravenous?
No.
You should watch it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's about cannibals. Yeah. It's really good. It's set like during that time, like Donner Pass.
Yeah.
It's really good. It has Guy Pearce in it. Anyways, hey, so on New Year's Day, there was a guy. I believe, where was this? Florida. Florida man trashed a mosque.
Oh, wow.
He broke into a mosque using a machete. All right?
What an idiot.
He tore down lights, broke windows, and left bacon all over the front doorstep.
Again, don't waste bacon.
Look, there's his picture.
What a douche. He looks like a douche.
Yeah.
He looks like an idiot.
Yep, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why you would be possessed to even do that.
Yeah.
Don't waste bacon.
Don't waste your time.
Yeah, the FBI is calling it a hate crime.
It is a hate
crime. Yeah, it is. And this dude's been arrested more than a dozen times with charges like loitering, grand theft, and resisting arrest.
What an idiot. Like, what do you have against, like, you know, Muslims?
I don't care if you have anything against anybody. Don't throw bacon at them. Don't waste the bacon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, don't waste it. That's a dumb. I guess Jonah's upset. He's getting mad.
Oh, you get mad.
Yeah.
We should like trash like PETA and throw tofu.
Yeah, we should throw what do they hate? Oh, meat. But I don't want to waste meat.
No, we don't want to waste meat.
Yeah.
No. Don't waste food. We already waste enough of it.
I mean, maybe Slim Jims.
Slim Jims?
I could throw some Slim Jims at PETA.
I could throw some Slim Jims right down my belly. You know what I'm saying? Give me some of them. What are you talking about? They're delicious.
No, they're gross.
Great
man.
Little
they're
meat
inedible.
Treat. They're a little meat treat.
No, they are a meat disgrace, Slim Jims.
They're all right. They're all right. I'm going to keep going with crazy, with messed up crime stuff.
All right, here we go.
Father accused of hitting 11-year-old daughter with frozen bacon.
What?
in Michigan, a man apparently beat his daughter with frozen bacon.
Oh, no.
She's 11 years old. He hit her over the head numerous times with the frozen meat. He also allegedly pushed the child, causing her to trip over an open dishwasher and bang her head.
Oh.
He got arrested. He yeah. says she did it on her own. She tripped on herself, or tripped herself. But, yeah, he beat her with frozen meat.
Oh, no.
That's like a brick.
It is. I mean, that's like a bat. I mean, that's not soft.
No, not at all.
No, why would he do that?
Frozen meat is the perfect murder weapon.
Yeah, because you just eat the weapon.
You know, yeah, you just eat it.
You just eat the weapon. Like, it looks like she's been bludgeoned by a stick of meat.
There's always like
good luck finding that.
In every like detective show, there's some point where somebody uses ice to kill somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, it's the perfect murder weapon because it melts away. Yeah. But then there's always somebody to figure it out. How about that? Meat is the perfect murder. Yeah. But what you do is you bash someone's head in with some meat.
Yeah.
And then you invite everybody over for a barbecue. And you
yeah.
eat it.
Yeah.
Where's the murder weapon? We ate it.
Yeah. It's gone. Yeah.
I'm writing that script, sending it to CSI.
Yeah, do it.
I think CSI's that one out. Over now.
Mulder.
Yeah, Mulder.
Fox Mulder.
Still going. In a county name.
I mean, at least if you hit someone with the bacon, like you get to eat it. It's not like the Muslims where you're like, they're just going to throw it away.
Yeah, he didn't waste the bacon.
Yeah.
He just hit her with it.
Yeah, which is rude.
Which we don't condone that.
No.
But he didn't waste it.
No.
Or at least doesn't say in the story.
No, yeah.
The
policeman took it.
So let's keep going here. A fire broke out in this county called Snohomish County.
Oh, yeah.
Because a dude was heating up bacon fat on his stovetop and it caught on fire.
Oh.
Burned his house. It's inhabitable now.
They
cannot live there anymore.
Cook bacon responsibly.
That's right. This bacon crime stuff is getting crazy because, you know.
Well, I mean, is that crime?
Well, I mean, incidents.
That's a bacon accident.
Bacon yeah. incidents.
Yeah, okay.
Incident. We'll call it.
Yeah, yeah.
This just in, Mosley.
Oh, yeah?
January 26th, yesterday, at 1:30 a.m.
Okay.
In Kingsport, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, I know where that's at.
You know where that is? You've been
yeah.
there?
Yeah, it's right near my grandparents.
All right, maybe this was them.
Yeah.
Okay, no. All right. 1:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Police were called to an assault off of White Top Road. You know where that is?
No.
Where your grandparents live?
No.
All right. Where a man was trying to make a sandwich and found all of the bacon was gone but one piece.
Oh, man.
That's a quote.
Yeah.
When the 44-year-old confronted his brother, who's 37, about the missing pork.
Yeah.
His siblings slapped him into the staircase, then tried to strangle him as he crawled away. Two additional family members intervened in the attack, but the suspect reportedly pushed them both down and made threats to kill his brother.
Wow. Over bacon.
Yeah, police observed the injuries of the complainant and blood on the stairs, prompting the other man's arrest.
Wow.
All over bacon.
Wow. But it wasn't even the guy that got shortchanged, the one strip. It was the other brother, right?
Right, the guy who got called out for eating all the
yeah.
bacon.
They called me out.
Hey, but you know what? These guys are living by our philosophy. Throw yeah. fists, not bacon.
I know. Oh, yeah. That's crazy. That's a messed up family. I bet they're fun. I bet they're fun.
I bet this is all a ploy by the police to put one of them in jail, and Netflix is going to make a documentary
yeah,
about
making
it.
Making a murder. Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Steven, did you watch Making a Murder on Netflix?
First, like, three episodes.
All right, check this out. The chick that got killed on that show.
Yeah.
This isn't a spoiler, but.
Yeah, because you know, like, second episode.
Yeah, but this, what I'm going to say isn't a spoiler. Oh, okay. She drove a RAV4.
Yeah.
Okay? I have never in my life seen a TV commercial for a RAV4.
Yeah.
They're all over the place now.
Yeah.
I think because they say the words RAV4 about 10 million times in that documentary yeah. series. That now all of a sudden, like, it's in people's minds.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing, they're starting to put out more commercials for RAV4s.
Yeah. Oh, and two. Maybe I can die.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Get the car Teresa Halbach was murdered in.
Yeah.
Plenty of room in the trunk. Yep. Just hose it out when you're done.
Yep. That's good. That's a good one.
But yeah, so I thought that was interesting. Moving on. You want to move on to more
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah.
The bacon emoji.
Yeah, where's that at?
It's coming soon.
Okay, I was going to say, where's it at?
They announced it last year.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the hell's up with these emojis. Like, why they're so, like, we made it. We have the image.
Yeah.
But we're just going to hold off, guys. We're not going to give it to you.
Yeah.
I've never used an emoji in my life. Yeah, really? I never have. Huh.
I live and die by them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you gonna watch the movie?
There's a movie?
Yeah, they're making an emoji the movie. Did nice. You know that? No. Are you insane? You gotta know these things.
Oh man. You got a preview review?
It got there was like a bidding war over the script for Emoji the Movie. And it made like over $1 million.
Is it like animated or something?
Yeah, it's gonna be animated.
Oh, okay.
Did you see the Deadpool emoji billboard?
Yes.
That was good. But yeah, but
dude, Deadpool looks like a good movie.
Dude,
at least the advertising looks good.
You know what?
What?
This is more preview review, but I was very interested to see how Deadpool does financially.
Yeah.
Because their marketing has been targeting the fans.
Oh, it is.
You know, it hasn't and that's the thing. Like, Dread is a movie that was made for fans and targeted fans and made nothing.
Yeah.
Okay? It did good on DVD sales. Deadpool
is... Yeah, but the thing is, it's like, Dread didn't market like Deadpool marketed.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But like, Deadpool's funny. Deadpool's doing like a clever marketing.
Yeah.
But still, that marketing is geared towards the fans and the comic book fans.
It's geared towards the internet, too.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And it is had pre-sales for tickets.
Yeah.
And it's shaping up to have $55 million opening weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's better than X-Men.
Yeah.
It's better than what X-Men did.
Yeah.
A $55 million opening weekend in February.
For a February Valentine's Day release.
Yeah, is ridiculous.
Pretty good.
So, yeah. So it's shaping up.
Hopefully it's good.
Let's go see it.
I would love to see it.
We'll leave the kids behind and we'll go on a date for Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day date.
Yeah. I want to see it.
But anyways, the bacon emoji is on its way, guys. You know, here's a picture. Here's some pictures of it. You get two strips.
Oh, looks good. Yeah.
You get two strips.
I like it.
It is going... it's going to come out when iOS 10 officially goes.
Oh, so like in fall.
Yeah, so we got a long way.
This year, guys.
So we got a long way, but I won't because I don't have iOS.
It'll probably come on Android sooner.
I don't care. Probably.
Yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing. Somebody probably already made 20 of them or 20 million of them on Android that you could just download and put into your phone.
Yeah.
And Apple's like, no.
The emoji is an official font.
You do not.
Yeah.
You do not put anything on that phone unless Steve Jobs would have wanted it.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you my theory about how I think that Steve Jobs' death is finally giving the cult of Mac, the followers, the ability to justify leaving?
Why?
Like, I feel that like they're so dedicated to Steve Jobs that now that Jobs is gone, there are a lot of people that are kind of switching off of iPhones and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they're justifying it by saying that this new guy don't know what he's doing.
Tim Cook.
Or this new guy's not as good as Steve Jobs, so I'm going to go to this other company.
Well, I think that, like, the innovation was going to slow down anyway, even if Steve Jobs didn't
die. Welcome to the innovation station.
Because, like, I mean, like Apple created the smartphone.
Why? Because he's not around to steal other people's ideas anymore?
Yeah, I mean, but no, I think that, like... I just think that, like, you know, they created the iPhone, right? And it was, like, the smartphone for a long time.
For 2 days.
Yeah. Well, until, like, Google caught up. It took a while for Google to, like, come out with Android and all that stuff. So, they invented this whole, like, pretty much, you know, market for smartphones, right? So then, so everyone expects them to keep innovating. But eventually it's just, like, you know, now it's, like, yeah, like, you're right. I mean, Samsung comes out with a better phone, and then, you know, 6 months later, iPhone catches up.
Well, the problem with Apple and the iPhones is that they set a pretty strict schedule of when they release them.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is all their competitors will release a phone every month.
Yeah, like every 6 months.
Like, that's like, the thing. Like, and there's so many of the competitors that, like, every month a new phone's coming out.
Yeah.
And every month that new phone has a little bit more innovation than the last phone, or a little tweak here, a little tweak there. And by the time Apple releases their phone... it's like, oh, well, all these other people have already released all this.
Yeah. And so it's just hard to keep up that pressure to innovate. I mean, look at the iWatch. I mean, you know, Apple didn't invent the iWatch, or the iWatch didn't invent, like, that whole wearable market. Like, that was already existed before Apple even started it.
Right.
And the iWatch hasn't really been that great of a success.
No.
Well, but wearables in general, even Samsung's wearable,
isn't that
successful.
No, I don't think it's a good. I don't understand.
Yeah, what's the Android version? Like, watch something.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah,
but I still think that all that Apple really innovated when it came to smartphones was a touchscreen.
Yeah,
because Because all the phones were on the market when the iPhone hit.
Were shitty and not user-friendly. I had them. I had them too.
I had the Blackjack.
The Blackjack,
and you know what was awesome about the Blackjack? What? Did everything the iPhone did, except it didn't have a touch screen. That was it.
Yeah.
And it actually sent picture messages right out of the box.
I remember I thought I was hot shit. I had the Palm Centro, which was like the Palm Pilot.
With the little stylus?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm hot shit. And then literally like 6 months later, the iPhone came out.
And you were like...
And I was like, ah, damn it.
And you were like, I'm still good with this because I got a stylus.
For at least another year.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I'm not dropping $700. Anyways.
That was my shittiest phone was the Palm Centro, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
I hated that phone. Yeah.
I had the Star Wars flip phone. I had a General Grievous cover. It was sweet.
Yeah, I miss flip phones.
I do, too.
Yeah.
They're expensive now.
Are they?
Yeah, because they don't want you to buy them.
Yeah.
So when you go into like Verizon to get a flip phone, it's like $200 for a flip phone because they don't want you to have a smartphone.
Yeah.
Because it's like... I want to have a flip phone for my mother-in-law. Like, we give her a phone. She doesn't use a smartphone. She doesn't need a data plan.
Yeah.
I want a flip phone. They're like, that'll be $200. Be like, fine, I'll just get a smartphone.
Yeah, that's why my mom got one. A smartphone.
Yeah, exactly.
It was free.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just crazy because there's, like, really old people on the bus that have smartphones and they're playing Candy Crush.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's amazing. Like,
you want to – oh, you know what? It's all coming full circle. I'll have to show you a video when we're off the air because we can't play it on this show because it has profanities in it.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to locate the video. But if you remember the movie Lethal Weapon 3, there is a very good rant by Joe Pesci about cell phones.
Yeah.
That movie came out when? Like 1996?
Yeah.
And he's like, it's talking about like losing service and getting charged for minutes. He's like, they f*** you with the cell phones, they f*** you with the minutes, they f*** you with the cell phone.
Yeah.
Like, he just goes off about it.
Nice.
And that is what today's world is. Hey, all right, we're getting into the end of the show here.
Yeah, we are. We're really close to the end.
Really close.
We're touching it.
Here is something that was a fantasy and now is reality.
Oh, yeah?
The wake up to a smell alarm clock.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Is that bacon alarm clock?
It is a bacon alarm clock.
Nice.
But it's not like it's a new product.
Okay.
It hasn't hit market yet. It's called a Sensor Wake.
Okay.
It debuted at the Consumer Electronics Show last week, the International Consumer Electronics Show.
Yes.
You can go to it has a Kickstarter page. Search for Sensor Wakes. It's like in pounds or something like that.
Oh, okay.
It says it's $89.
Okay.
And you can pre-order it on their web on the Kickstarter. But what it is, it's a it's the world's first olfactory alarm clock. Features delicious scents like hot crescents, espresso, chocolate, and bacon. And you get these little scent capsules that go into it.
Oh, here, a sensor wake.
And then if you don't wake up to the smell, then there's a backup that beeps you on beeps to wake you up.
Oh yeah, there it is.
Right there, $89.
Yeah.
I believe it comes with like two scents right off the bat.
How much are these scents?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. They're like $10.
$10.
And
I wonder how long they last.
You get two
30
capsules.
Awakenings. So it's...
For a month. But you get two of them. So it's every 2 months, you're going to have to pay $10 for some smells.
That's like a Netflix subscription.
It is.
Just use that money to buy bacon and make your wife wake up and cook it.
You wouldn't use it on the weekend. So you're gonna have 4 days.
Just buy the bacon and make your wife wake up before you and cook it.
Yeah, true.
That'll wake you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's what I want to know.
What?
What are they using to get that smell?
I don't know.
Okay.
Liquid smoke.
Huh? Because here's the thing. Popcorn lung.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because they say that the flavor that's inside of e-cigarettes.
Yeah.
It's the same chemical that these guys in a popcorn plant breathed in and day out because it was the chemical that gave the popcorn its flavor and its scent. And it gave them a lung not cancer, but like a messed up lung condition that can't be reversed. So they call it popcorn lung.
Yeah. But they don't have the bacon scent on their website. They just have croissant, espresso, seaside, lush jungle, peppermint, and chocolate.
Lush jungle. I want to wake up to the smell of bush.
Yeah, I don't know if this would work. You'd just get used to the smell, and then you wouldn't wake up.
Maybe you change it up, Mosley.
Yeah.
Change it up.
Yeah. I don't know. Sounds dumb.
You could just buy a coffee pot that turns itself on.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
I've
those?
I've done that, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you could just be an adult and wake up with the alarm that's on your phone.
Yeah, I do that too.
But yeah, I think that's it. We'll be done.
All right. Well, it looks like we're done. Looks like the new baby is screaming because he's hungry, and hopefully, little baby bacon pants and little brother, big brother bacon pants are making them bottles. He's like chomping around.
Oh man, tantrum time.
Yep.
It's tantrum time.
Welcome to
baby.
Bacon Live, where you hear kids scream in the background.
That's
woo-hoo!
Right.
All right, well,
hey, follow us on Twitter.
Yep, MrBaconPants.com, MrBaconPants, and Bacon Knight on Twitter.
That's right, and check out Bacon Knight's preview review every Friday on iTunes and Hipcast.
Yes. And this show every Thursday.
Every Thursday, maybe, yeah. Unless...
Nope, Thursday. I'll probably post up tonight.
Okay. All right, we're going to do another show next week?
Yeah, why not? Let's just keep doing them.
We should probably continue to do these shows.
Yeah.
All right.
We have like one or two listeners. Let's keep it up.
That's right. Follow me on Twitter.
All right, thank you for listening to the first show of 2016.
Love ya.
Love you, bye.
You are listening to a Mr. Bacon Pants Network podcast. To listen to other podcasts like this one, go to MrBaconPants.com for all your bacon needs. We love bacon.